Radio and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-17, maybe 18 even. I don't know. One of those.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Richardson and the Singers on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Sunflower. Before that, we had Frank Chexfield's rendition of Sunflower. Here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week, I'm Eric O'Brien. Despite my nasal congestion, which isn't very heavy, I am here with you for another week. So there you go. So that's what we're here to do, to bring you music on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT, and Vulcan Sound Radio as well. But right now it is time for this. It is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate, and you might as well celebrate it because you have nothing else better to do. And that begins with September 19th, which is a Friday this year. It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and of course we know that's actual pirates, not the team that fails in baseball every year. A playful, parodic holiday where people are encouraged to talk like pirates. It was created in 1995, so this is the 30th anniversary of Talk Like a Pirate Day. It is also International Grenache Day, celebrated on the third Friday of September. It's for wine lovers, a holiday to enjoy and appreciate the Grenache grape in red or rosé forms. It is also a National Butterscotch Pudding Day for those who like butterscotch flavoring. But yeah, that's that. So September 20th is National Pizza Pepperoni Day. No, it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Celebrate the most iconic pizza topping, perhaps the most iconic thereof. It's also Batman Day, a day to recognize and enjoy the DC Comics superhero. Watch cartoons or comics, don the cape, etc., so on and so forth. It is also International Coastal Cleanup Day, an environmental day, encouraging you to pick up on the beaches and coasts and waterways after the summer has passed and the crowds are at home. September 21st is International Day of Peace, recognized by the UN, a day devoted to strengthening the ideals of peace both within and among all nations and peoples. It's also World Alzheimer's Day, raising awareness about the disease and the challenges faced by people with dementia and their caregivers. It's also Miniature Golf Day, which is a fun, informal holiday because that's a fun game to play. They should do fundraisers for Alzheimer's Day on that day, and that would just go well together, wouldn't it? September 22nd, Hobbit Day, a celebration of the birthdays of Bilbo and Frodo Baggins, J.R.R. Tolkien's characters. Fans often read and watch adaptations thereof. Elephant Appreciation Day, for appreciating elephants, their behavior, their ecosystems, and supporting conservation. And, of course, elephants never forget, so they will be expecting you to celebrate that. It's also Dear Diary Day, a reflective holiday. Write in one's diary or journal. Share the thoughts of the past and present and maybe the future. September 23rd is Celebrate Bisexuality Day, a day to recognize and support bisexual people and raise visibility and awareness of their issues. It's also International Day of Sign Languages, promoting the awareness of sign languages, the rights of people who have lost their hearing, and linguistic diversity. It's National Checkers Day if you're a fan of the board game or just playing the game. A simple game, but here's the day to enjoy it. It's a classic, as it is. And September 24th is Punctuation Day, full stop, period, comma, exclamation point, a fun one for grammar lovers, emphasizing the correct or creative use of punctuation. Reminds people, let's not eat grandma without commas. So in other words, let's eat grandma. Lash Stylists Day, recognizing lash stylists. Well, that's creative, isn't it? It's also National Bluebird of Happiness Day, a more poetic holiday, of course, but it's the small joys. And then finally, on September 25th, it's Comic Book Day, celebrating comic books, and Binge Day, so you can watch all you want on Netflix. And then the National Bluebird of Happiness Day happens again. It tends to overlap, so I guess that's where we are with that one. But those are the holidays of the day, days that you did not know you needed to celebrate, but you're going to celebrate them anyhow because they're there to be celebrated because you should. Here's David Snell and Cloud 7 on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Relaxing and Easy. Lex De Azevedo there with Ticket to Ride, based on the Carpenters version of that tune, which I like. Nick Ingman before that with Feel Like Making Love. John Fox, Let Me Love You Tonight, and David Snell on Cloud 7. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Percy Faith and Something. Just a little thing we have. I don't know if it's something or something else or whatever. But it's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Sven LeBeck and One More Night. Ronnie Aldridge before that with Deja Vu. The London Studio Orchestra with Come Back and Stay. That was a Paul Young tune. Paul Young being the having the hit with Every Time You Go Away, You Take a Piece of Meat with You. And then Something by Percy Faith started that set. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, New York. Hundreds of people named Ryan turned out for a quirky gathering dubbed Rytoberfest. The event was staged in Manhattan and it aimed at getting a Guinness World Record for the largest named same-name meetup. Attendees wore matching name tags, posed for pictures, and shared stories about life as a Ryan. Organizers said the idea started as a joke but snowballed into a large-scale festival of identity. Well, there you go. Meanwhile, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, police and animal control officers spent a morning wrangling multiple pigs that escaped near a country club. The pigs wandered along fairways and through nearby residential yards, surprising golfers and drivers. Officers blocked off portions of the road as the pigs trotted freely in and out of traffic. Residents took photos of the impromptu barnyard scene, rather, with some joking about a new kind of pigskin scramble. I don't think there was any joke about that, but the cleanup was messy but successful. And finally, in New Haven, Connecticut, more than 4,500 people came together in New Haven to set a Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party. Over 9,000 slices were served in a marathon of cheese and crust that filled a downtown plaza. Organizers said the feat required dozens of ovens, hundreds of volunteers, and constant coordination to keep slices hot. The effort not only landed a place in the Guinness World Record books, but also celebrated the city's pizza cultural by local leaders. And that is all we have for this hour of news. Yes, it's a good thing. Here are the Enoch Light Singers, and I say a little prayer. A prayer for pizza in the plaza. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
each other, sure as heaven's above. We were meant for each other.
Relaxing and easy with the Ames Brothers and You. That's the same person, but mentioned three times, actually. Botticelli before that, I Won't Last a Day Without You, except they only said it once. Alan Tew with with A Horse with No Name. The 101 Strings with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And the Enoch Light Singers with I Say a Little Prayer for You. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for one more complete one here. Here's Al DeLoy's version of Everything is Beautiful on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Buddy Morrow just stomping in with the Night Train, taking us to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? We'll be right back.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of